Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up.
But still, there's only so much time left in this crazy world.
Boom, 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 boom. Herbbox, man, we starting to be a little bit more consistent up in here, you know, going into the fall. It's herbbox.com. Man, this one is a blessing because we're getting stuff done despite a couple of doors being, you know, slammed in your face, man. I want to tell you, always stay, you know, constant and persistent regardless. Just had a meeting yesterday up in Canada. They wasn't really feeling, you know, the vision. Cool, I'm still stay consistent. Still stay persistent and consistent, you know. Just keep on moving, okay? You don't see the vision? Cool, move on. You know what I mean? Same thing. Anything is like that. Shit. Smoke a strand you don't like, hey, move it on. You know, put it to the side. Although, man, I want to say, those edibles the other night, though, L?
Yeah.
When we say they wasn't good, mine's kind of, did yours kick in late? It never did?
No, it did not.
Oh.
No, it did not.
I felt sleepy. I can say that. You know, it got me to that spot, you know? So, man, listen here. We're going into the fall, so I wonder if everybody got themselves something ready for the fall. If you're growing, do you got everything ready for your indoor grow? All right, everything set up. You know, I think we're gonna do some video, man. I need to put it up. What you think,
yeah? That's not a bad idea.
I mean, I'll show them a little bit of the outside grow.
Yeah.
I guess I could, huh? Put a little bit of it up. Just see what's up with that. I'll put it on YouTube. Have y'all follow the journey of the indoor grow and whatnot. Got a gorilla tent 5x5 that I'm gonna do. I got an old 400 watt light. I need the LED, but I'm you know, I love outdoors, me myself. Cause everything worked with everything. Me and L was out there today, I'm watering, and I said, man, look for some caterpillars on my peppers, you know, cause I grow everything. And L said, man, what did you say? You say, you need a lizard out here to eat some of the stuff. And sure enough, he said, oh shit, there's a lizard right here, wasn't it?
He was already there.
Yeah, a little gecko. Was it a gecko? Was it a gecko?
No, it wasn't a gecko, but it was green. I forgot what it was, kind of lizard it was called.
Right. So, boom, you know, right there. So, it's all nature, you know. They come eat on my leaves, the caterpillars, and then the lizards eat them, you know. Now, I don't know who eat the lizards, but now they can't be around my cattle.
Birds, snakes.
Hey, you know what? That's right. So now the birds will swoop and get them. Okay, well, see, everything works. So I love that somebody just in the nature. I'm not just trying to control it, you know. But I am going to do an indoor grow, you know, just to have one going, you know. But I really like the outdoors. And I really trying to really, my real big thing is to get me a greenhouse, you know, in the backyard, so I can really do it. And that's the thing, man, like, well, you know, those that stay in an apartment, a condo, you know, you got a balcony, or, you know, a little something, want to throw out there, it depends on if the sun hit it or not, I don't know, well, anyway, that's that, and so, man, this one is, we doing this early in the morning. We used to do it late at night. Now, we used to do these in the morning, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then we got away from it, so we're coming back. It's almost been, well, it's been way over a year. but our episodes don't really show us year. I think we'll celebrate. Well, I was going to do a 1 year celebration, but that's nothing. It's when you get to the 100, you know, and that type of shit. So, got to stay consistent, keep growing, grow a good little following. Like to get more guests on. So, if you are someone who loves cannabis and, you know, talk about it, man, want to be about it, love to get you on and whatnot. Got a first-time grower, and partner. I'm going to get him on, see how he doing with his. You know how you have somebody who really don't know what they doing, but swear he know what they doing. right. But you know, this my boy. I love me. He not gonna tell you he wrong, but he somehow he gonna turn it to where, you know, he was right, but he gonna try what you saying. And he's like, what? I don't even try to tell him, and because everybody got their own style of growing, and I just told him, I said, man, figure it out, you know. And then when he telling me what he was doing, and I would try to say, well, I wouldn't do that, won't you try this? No, this is what I read. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's what you read, and okay, you know, go with it, man. I tell him, I don't want to step on your toes or nothing, because growing is so personal. I mean, it's personal. I'd said that before. So how you grow is how you grow. Who says right or wrong? But everybody wants that extra edge, a tip. So I was trying to lace my boy up with shit, you know, just trying to see what he wanted to do. But I don't know. It's in the news. We'll hit coming back with that. You know how we do the usual. We do a little intro, and then we go to a little break, and then hit you with news and whatnot. So we'll do that. So we will be back. On our Rude Jude shit, you know what I'm saying? Play a little bit of throwback 90s shit. I told my man L, I was like, fucking, you play something. That threw me all the way off, but I fucking like that shit. That's why I love music like that, though. I can vibe anything. I don't be like, oh man, that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because I like the vibe of, like, if you could have threw on some country, I could have found something good about it. Maybe not. I don't know. It's not too much music I really don't like. Like, I don't like the screamo. I don't like that. What about you?
Screamo.
You know when they screaming? Ain't they call it screamo or something?
Oh, like deathcore hard rock.
I don't know the sub you know genres, but I thought it was screamo.
Yeah.
Who? Who that?
From DC, Vancouver.
Nah, for real. Hello?
Hi, this is Colin with the Seed Company. We just missed your call.
Yeah. Hey, man, I was calling. I was wanting to get some information. Can you turn down the music just a little bit, my man? All right. I wanted to get some information on some seeds, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, yeah, I was, okay. So I'm going to start. I'm a new beginner. So I'm going to do an indoor grow for this fall. I got a 400-watt, lighting. So I probably could do about three plants, right?
Yeah.
All right. So first time, what would you suggest for me?
If you're going indoors, the autoflowers are easier to grow.
Okay. Autoflowers easier to grow. So what would you... I'm looking for a hybrid type. I don't want something sativa. That's going to grow a little bit too tall, right?
Yeah, the White Widow auto is nearly 50-50 indica sativa.
Okay, the White
and,
Widow.
And it's very easy to grow, and it's the highest THC level of all the autoflowers we have.
Okay, and what is the THC level?
21%.
Woo, okay. Do you have any autoflower with a little bit of CBD in it?
We have one CBD autoflower, but it's very low in THC. It's 8% THC and 8% CBD. The CBD auto cheese.
Oh, okay. It's pretty low. Okay. So White Widow would be the first choice. What would be the second and third choice? Let's say if I do one plant of White Widow, the other two plants, because I want to do three, what would you suggest?
The smallest we have of any one strain is a 5-pack.
I would definitely get a 5-pack of each one of them, but I want to do a...
And second, probably either the Early Miss or the Train Wreck. So the Early Miss is an indica dominant hybrid, and the Train Wreck is a sativa dominant hybrid.
Okay, now with that Train Wreck, would it stretch a little bit taller than the other two?
Generally, it would grow to around 3-3.5 foot.
Okay, so not that tall?
No.
Okay. And all of them do around about 75 to about 85 days, you think?
So they're normally around 11 weeks, start to finish.
It's 11 weeks. Oh, man. I thought an autoflower was a little bit earlier than that, no?
Yeah, no, they do. So you have the flower after about 3 weeks, which is earlier than most flowers, but they still have a long flowering period. Like the quickest ones, the quickest finishers, are 10 weeks start to finish.
Oh, man. So that's 3 weeks of a veg and then about another...
7 weeks of flowering.
7 weeks of flowering. So you're talking about another 2 months almost. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So about a good 3 months in all.
Yeah. So the ones that finish in 10 weeks are the Candy Cane and the Early Mist.
Okay. Then you did suggest the Early Mist. Okay. So Early Mist. And what would be the prices on that White Widow and Early Mist and Train Wreck?
So they are... The Early Mist is $55 for 5 seeds before shipping. The White Widow and the Train Wreck are both $60.
Okay, that's about so we're talking about $120 and $55. Talking about $175.
Yeah, and then shipping is, if you want regular shipping, it's $10. That gets there in about 10 to 14 days, and if you are looking for express, that gets there in about 4 days. That's $30.
Yeah. 10, you know, 3 or 4 days. I mean, I don't mind the little wait. Method of paying, PayPal or?
Yeah, PayPal's good. You can use Western Union. You can send a MoneyGram. You can use a prepaid credit card, you can use a credit or debit card once it can make international purchases, or you can send cash or money order.
Okay, so I could, okay, now go back to the credit card. Long as my card can do international
transactions. If there's any international blocks on it, it won't go through.
Okay, I need to call my bank and find that out then, because I never bought nothing international. Can I yeah. buy it straight with you, or can I call and buy it, or do I need to do it from the website?
You can do whichever you find easiest. You can do it over the phone or through the website.
Okay. Well, let me call my bank real quick, and I will call you back. Man, I appreciate the call back and the help, man. Thank you so much. I've heard a lot about your customer service, and I'm very pleased, so I will be calling back. There you go. Right there. Just simple and easy as that. Boom, for you to order. Get yourself ready. All right? So that was you as a beginner. I flashed a particular seed company that was Crop Kings, right out of Vancouver, Canada. So, boom, you know, it's as easy as that, man. You know what I'm saying? Now you can get something cheaper, or you know, you can do some cuttings, but we're just gonna start from the beginning, from the beginner's beginning. You know, there you go. All right, and then just move yourself on up. Like I said, for auto flowers, something easy. Then you can get on to something a little bit, you know, as you go. But at least get you something going with until you get your rhythm down, how you want to do it. So, all right, now we're going to talk and find out a little bit about some growing techniques. We're going to call a couple of hydroponics stores the next time. So this was just a little bit on getting your seeds and whatnot. Should we do a hydroponic right now, El, or should we do a next one? Next week.
Just wait. Next time.
Just wait. All right. We hit them next time then. All right. Not much on the news, man. We're just going to do this. It's a little old short one. So this was like just getting yourself ready for the spring. So, all right, man. Salute to everybody out there. Stiletto Stoners. I'm my conscious Conrads out there, man. Peace.
Peace.
The microphones instead of cones of ice cream, music orientated. So when hip hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzle, complicated. So I grab the mic and try to say yes, y'all. They try to take it and say that I'm too small. Cool, cause I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, put a plug, then I jet back to the lab without a mic to grab. So then I add all the rhymes I had, one after another one. Then I make another one to test the opposite, then ask if the brother's done. Get a craving like a fiend for nicotine, but I don't need a cigarette, know what I mean? I'm raging, ripping up the staging. Don't it sound amazing? Cause every rhyme is made in butter, cause it's sorta an addiction. Magnetized by the mixing. E-F-F-E-C-T. I'm smooth operator, operating correctly. E-F-F-E-C-T. I'm smooth operator, operating correctly. E-F-F-E-C-T. A smooth operator operated correctly. E-F-F-E-C-T. A smooth operator operated correctly. But back to the problem, I gotta have it. You can't solve it, you silly rabbit. The prescription is a hypertone. That's thorough when I fiend for a microphone. Like heroin, shoot as the face kicks. I need a fix, give me a stage and a mic and a mix, and I'll put you in the mood. Or is it a state of unawareness? Beware, it's the reanimator. A menace to a microphone, a lethal weapon, an assassinator. If the people ain't stepping, see a part of me that you never seen when I'm fiending for a microphone. Cause I take it to the maximum. I can't relax, see I'm hype as a hypochondriac. Cause the rap be one hell of an antidote. Something you can't smoke, more than dope. Be trying to move away but you can't, you're broke. More than cracked up, usually backed up. For those that act up, need to be more than smacked up. E-F-F-E-C-T. A smooth operator operated correctly. And E-F-F-E-C-T. A smooth operator operated correctly. And E-F-F-E-C-T. A smooth operator operated correctly. And E-F-F-E-C-T. A smooth operator operated correctly.
pieces of puzzles, complicated. Complicated. Music orientated, so when hip hop was originated, originated, it fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Music orientated, so when hip hop was originated, originated, it fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Complicated. Music orientated, so when hip hop was originated, originated, it fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Complicated. Music orientated, so when hip hop was originated.